Gene in West Virginia needs some help with a paint or a glue removal project, or perhaps both. Gene, what happened? This sounds like a mess.
It is. I pulled the carpet from the front stoop, and the concrete underneath is hideous. There's dried yellow glue, some old paint that must have been under there. I've been here 15 years, so I don't know when it was put down. Hmm. I can't scrape it up. I don't know how to get it off.
All right, is it fairly flat?
Oh, completely flat.
Well, you know, Gene, if you want to try to actually remove that glue, there are several glue removal products available at any home center. The only issue is, generally, people are trying to use these in, say, a basement where they've had carpet glued to a concrete slab. So we never say use it inside, only because it's a really stinky product and it's very caustic. But since it is out of doors, the only issue is you're going to be pouring this glue remover on and then scraping and scraping and scraping. So it can be a very tedious project. But once you sort of get in the rhythm of it, it can happen. It just, a breathing mask so you're not breathing in all of those fumes, and get a good scraper, one that has a long handle so that you can do it upright without bending over and hurting your back, because I've worked on these before, and it'll take a while, but you will get it off.
Yeah, it's about 8 by 20.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, my gosh. That's a big one, Gene. Have you thought about, is it hideous where if
yes.
you were to paint something over it, would it go away, or is it so visible?
No, it's visible, and it's around the edges, I guess, where they wanted it to stick the most, why it's thicker.
Mm-hmm. Because there are epoxy coating compounds that you can get in a kit that are made for concrete floors. Behr has one, Quikrete has one, and it's sort of a mixture of products. There's you mix it all together, and there's a paint and a resin combined that you put onto the flooring surface. First, you clean it with another product that they had given you, and then you mix in a flake. So that could sort of hide the difference of the glue. And you can go with neutral colors with a neutral flake. It doesn't have to be so, retro looking. But it's very durable. You can put an anti-slip additive into it so you get a little bit more traction on there, especially since this does get snow and ice. And
yeah.
All right, Gene. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should, too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.